I somehow or another I mentioned, you know, I know there's a key of David. Jesus said he had it. And then I mentioned how that in Isaiah and in 2 Kings, I thought it was 2 Kings, tells about somebody in the Old Testament having the key of David, which meant basically he was the head of everything. He signed all the checks. He financed the army. He took care of it. He managed the palace. He was the number one slave, servant, in the household of the king that was descended from David. And Amy French said, yeah, it's in the Father and Son book. I said, it is not. She said, I think I read that when I was proofreading. I said, tonight, what are you talking about? So I went over to the computer, and there it was. It's in the Father and Son book. And so I printed off those pages, and we've talked about it. We looked up the scriptures in Isaiah, translated them. And I don't want anybody to let Sister Willie know, but I had to add something to the Father and Son book. And you have it. So let's read about the key of David. The authority of the Messiah. The glory that the Father gave the Son includes the authority, the key, to admit souls into the kingdom of God or to refuse them. That is, the authority to baptize them with the Holy Ghost or not baptize them with the Holy Ghost, because that's how you get into the kingdom of God. Through Isaiah, the Father spoke of the authority He would give to His Son. Isaiah 22:20. And it will come to pass in that day that I will call for my servant Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, and I will commit your government into his hand. And he will be a father to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. The key of the house of David will I lay upon his shoulder. He will open and no one will shut, and he will shut and no one will open. Jesus mentioned this authority in his message to the pastor of the congregation of Philadelphia. Revelation 3:7, he who is holy, he who is true, he who holds the key of David. He who opens and no one will close, and who closes and no one opens, says these things. Now, you have the key of David. You got a lot of power and authority with God. You got all power over God's household. In the Old Testament, the key of the house of David was the key to the king's power. The man to whom it was entrusted was the man of highest authority in the kingdom, next to the king himself. The management of all the king's property and treasure was the responsibility of the man who held that key. He was in complete charge of the king's household. When Paul said of Christ Jesus, in him are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge, he was speaking of Jesus' power not only to open to men the door to God's kingdom, but once they are in the kingdom, to open or shut to them the wisdom and knowledge of the kingdom they have entered. He's got the key. He is the door. And once you get through the door, he's still got all the keys to all the doors and the chambers in the palace. Which ones has he not yet opened to us? There are a lot of doors in God's palace. In my Father's house are many mansions. Isaiah's prophecy goes farther still, foretelling of the Son's unshakable authority, of His being killed, and finally of God's rejection of Israel. And this is the same prophecy up there in Isaiah 22 about the key of David, the one with the key. I will fasten him like a peg in a sure place, and a glorious throne over his father's house will be his. And they will hang on him, that peg in a sure place, they will hang on him all the glory of his father's house, the offspring and the offshoots, all the little vessels, from the vessels of bowls even to all vessels of flagons. In that day, says the Lord of hosts, the peg that was fastened in a sure place will be removed.